Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. cloudy. 29 degrees. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning, 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning, 11:00 hours. Snow. 29 degrees.
Kilo Echo is Foxtrot Lima Yankee Monitor.
You're connected to CNN Network.
KFA-FSO calling ACAAC. KFA-FSO calling ACAAC.
This is KFOY. Sorry, wrong button.
Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee monitoring.
Back on the chain gang.
Connected to CNN Network. Good afternoon, 13:00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
KFA-FSO calling ACAAC. You got a copy?
You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
Good afternoon. What's got you out and about? I think you had work, didn't you?
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm out and about between clients. Just left with one client in Clinton Township and having to meet another one for a couple of appointments in Rochester Hills. That's what's got me out. And I think I need to find a Starbucks to drive by. I think if I do the Michigan left here on Hall Road, there's a Starbucks on the way.
They're both on the north side, unless you go east toward I-94. There's one on the south side. But the two of them between there and Utica are on the north side. One's about Heidenreich-ish, and the other one's about that Lakeside Mall area-ish. I don't know where, but there'll be two of them on the northern side as you're heading that way, and that sounds like the direction you're going. Otherwise, you got to wait to Rochester Road, and there's one just south of Rochester. And as far as on your path.
Well, aren't you the Starbucks expert? No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm a little too far west for the Heidenreich one. I just, you know, Romeo Point now, so I will catch the one that's a little further west. I know that one. I've stopped at before. That's Romeo Plank or whatever Shaner turns into. But, yep, that's probably the plan. Hey, I noticed that the repeater sometimes has a letter H. Which H?
Don't know why I picked that courtesy tone, but that is the courtesy tone when it is not linked. So, we had a problem with the network. I couldn't figure out why. Fred rebooted some things, which I didn't have a method to do, and then I got in there and got it reconnected. So we're reconnected now. But, yeah, that is the courtesy tone to tell you that we are not linked.
Okay, so I'll assume it's H for home or something. All right. Fair enough. What have you out and about?
Don't know that I gave it any consideration. I just wanted something that really stuck out and, you know, it just seemed to, for me, it just seemed to, like, really stand out. You know, it's like something's happening. So the problem is it's not reliable. It, there are times when we're not connected where it is not giving the H, and then I've never heard a situation where it was giving the H where it was connected, but there are times where it's not connected where it doesn't. So I don't know what the criteria, what the trigger point is for it. So, I'm just sitting here. I watch the USA men's hockey team beat Canada in overtime. Enough overtime, that was fun. And then I've just been putzing around here. Fred and I were just BSing on the bat phones in the FBI conference bridge. And that's about it. I did. Darn you. I saw a cassette deck. God darn you. Why do you got me looking at cassette decks?
Oh, must resist. Must resist. I don't say this. I won't say that the novelty has already worn off, but might be close. Oh, I made a recording. I took a CD. I don't know what CD. I don't remember. Hold on a second here. Somebody's trying to merge into me. What was I saying? Oh, cassette. Yeah, I. Before you go buying a cassette deck, I think you gotta get your you-know-what set up. So, do that part first.
Yeah, I'm an accumulator. That's what I do. But, no, I just happened to, I wasn't looking. I just happened to roll past a Nakamichi Jeep. I just says, damn it. I can think of nothing I would do with it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I gotcha. So I found a couple of tapes that I had recorded from a CD onto cassette tape, you know, ages ago, and used a good, you know, high bias position to tape, and, you know, used the Dolby B encoding, and I played it back, and I'm like, I was pleased. I'm like, okay, this is not bad. And then I recorded a record. I grabbed like an album, and I thought, all right, I'm going to use a new Position 4 tape, metal tape. And so I did the same thing, and I engaged for Dolby, and I recorded it, and I played it back. I'm like, darn, this sounds pretty darn good. And they're like, that was it. That was my curiosity was satisfied at that point or something. And I'm like, well, okay, now what am I going to do? It's going to sit here in an awkward place on the shelf. I actually had put a little card table out, or a little tray table I set out just so I could get the thing up to an appropriate level where I could see the level indicators and stuff without looking at a weird angle. So it's kind of in the way now. It's not convenient. So anyhow, well, I see the siren call of the siren right here. So I'm going to turn in and get a cup of Joe, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. K8BB.
Yepers. We'll be here. W8FU.
N8 Nacho Mama.
Okay, the person that chimed in, your audio was significantly lower than Don's, so I was not prepared for it and I didn't hear. I just heard something.
Ah, okay, it's me, N8NM, and I probably have to adjust this thing. I'm just getting everything set up.
There you go. Hey, Steve-O. So I heard you guys made it down. You took a nice nap. I called your darling bride, and I was going to just talk with her for a little bit, but she didn't pick up. This was the other day, before you guys left, and I figured, well, tell her she doesn't want to talk to me. I understand, but no, I just wanted to talk to her directly and see how she was doing and all that. But I take it you guys are down there, all's good, and now you can just enjoy for a few weeks anyhow.
Yep, that's the plan. She went to the grocery store, and she had put her phone in Do Not Disturb mode a few days ago and didn't figure it out till yesterday, so that's why she didn't pick up the line. She learned that from me.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's, that makes sense. But, me, I got to have my phone. I got to have it by me and on. It's not because I'm still working or anything like that. I just, even if I don't get a call or something like that, I use it for so many other things. I use it for texts and social media and all sorts of communications platforms. I generally always got to have mine nearby. So it's just a matter of how you're wired, I guess.
Yeah, somebody reversed my polarity a long time ago, and I ain't been right since. What are you going to do? So, anyhow, yeah, just getting things set up. She's at the store. I just got done vacuuming out here in the lanai and getting all the furniture set up, dragged the cushions out of the house so that we have some room to walk around in there. Yeah, it'll take me a day, and then we'll be good. So anyhow, I'm going to get back at it. I heard you guys in there, thought I'd jump in and say, hey, and make sure this stuff still works. So we'll catch up with you later. W8 Foo from N8NM.
All righty. Glad to hear you made it. Get things situated, and we'll have to... Well, just real quick, just how long are you guys down there for? Are you going to still try to stay until you're... Typically, you came back after Easter. You might just comment on that, but we'll talk to you. W8FU.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're looking at the 15th, as long as weather permitting. She has an appointment on the 17th of March, so... We have to be back before St. Patty's Day, so that gives us, what, about 3.5, 4 weeks? I haven't really sat down and looked at it, but it'll be worth it. It's nice. It's nice to just be out of that cold air.
Sounds good. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Beata.
T3 10-8 NM. N8 NM. K8DB. K8DB.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
W8VIJ, Waterford.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lee, Mew, T, monitoring.
Yeah, go ahead, station. I'm sorry, I had volume up on some other radio. Go ahead.
Hold on, is this K88?
I don't know what's going on, but I heard you say K8 something or other, and then I'm not sure if somebody was stepping on you or your microphone cut out.
What's your call sign?
Yeah, the call is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet W8DJ. My name is Greg. Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township, Michigan.
Never mind, you just sounded familiar. How's it going for you today?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing fine, and I'm just trying to sort out some wires here in my shack. How about you, and what's your name?
My name is Sean.
Well, very nice to meet you, Sean. And can you tell me your call? I'm going to write it down and put it on my cheat sheet.
S-L-Y.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Frank Lima Yankee, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good there, Sean. Where are you located?
Shelby Township, Michigan.
Oh, very good. Nice signal into the repeater, Sean. All right, I'm going to get back to doing what I'm doing here. Thanks for coming back to me anyway. I was testing the radio out here. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again. Have a good rest of the afternoon there, Sean. K-E-8-S-L-Y-W-P-I-J. 7-3.
7-3-2. This is K-E-8-F-O-Y. Monitor.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA FQN listening. KFA FQN clear. Hold on.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Give me a rest of your... Give me an SWR.
All right, well, after being told to go to one frequency, I got to shut everything down and go tune up on another frequency and turn everything back on. Need over you. Sounds broken.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. I have you good readable, over.
202.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. I check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Courthouse. If you wish to check in, please call me or Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking 3.5 seconds for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Courthouse. Please call.
This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Good afternoon, we're in and out today.
November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. I got the in and out. Thanks for checking in. This is CDREP. Thanks for not checking to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Courthouse. Please call.
WD8ASB, check in.
WD8ASB, ADXB, roger. Charlie, you're loud and clear. Thanks for checking in.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim in V2, Macomb County, checking in.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, roger. Katie, good readable. Thanks for checking in.
Okay. Whiskey Delta Oscar November, operating WSA EOC.
KF8FOD.
Foxtrot 8 Sierra Oscar Delta, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, roger, thank you. Next station, please. No, sorry, check that, stand by. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. Net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning North Common, Michigan, including Aries, NPS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. I'm operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie today. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. And from the 3-9 group, I have the following stations listed. KE8 RHB, N8 OBU, KA JBD, N8 HEE, KB8 SWR, KE8 RRF, WB8 AXB, NAWRO, NAVVR, KB9IAR, WI8X, AB8MT, N8NOR, and KF8SOD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Alpha Golf, Benoit County. In and out, two, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo Charlie, Shiawassee County, in and out.
Station, please.
November 8, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, Jay and Wayne County.
November 8, Quebec, sorry, give it to me again.
November 8, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, Jay in Wayne County.
I wasn't expecting two Quebecs in a call sign. Thank you. November 8, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec. Next station, please. Any relays?
Relay?
KB8RHB, go ahead.
I think there was a Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8, say it again.
Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, thank you. I've got it on the roster. Any other relays, please call. Let's go ahead and we'll get started here. Pulling up the calendar to take a look. There isn't a lot going on in the state this week. We have, let's turn it that way so I can see. I'm here. We have just had the FEMA Region 5 AUX ComNet this afternoon. Wednesday we do have the Michigan Communication Unit Working Group meeting. Friday at noon is the Shares Working Group. That should be on Zoom. I think they're going to have it. They did send a notice out about it, so they apparently haven't been through long enough to not have it. So with that, and then of course next week, the following week, that is, the week of March 3rd through the 5th, is the Michigan Interoperability Conference over in Muskegon. Look forward to seeing at least some of you there, and hopefully we'll have a good time together. With that, we're going to run down the roster, and we'll begin with KDA-RHB to be followed by N8-OBU. Mr. Brett, thank you again for taking the pre-net. How are things in District 5?
KDA-RHB, good afternoon, Max. Things are going okay, quiet.
working out the session. This schedule is District 5's team for next week, Monday, the 2nd, locally. So hopefully folks there get everybody together again. It's been a few months, so looking forward to that. Other than that, not too much going on. I had a good Skywarn meeting last week, Tuesday. Had a good turnout, and basically talked about contingencies of our county and then just personally, your own equipment and things like that. So it was kind of a good interaction there. So, other than that, not much, too much to add, Matt, so I'll give it back to you. This is
KD8RHB, out. All right, KD8RHB, KD8DOM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, good to hear of all the things going on down in District 5. Skywarn training, yeah, Midland County, where I live, will be having its Skywarn training in March in lieu of the Columbus normal monthly meeting, so if anybody's in the area and they want to get Skywarn training, they can show up at the law enforcement center and learn more about that. We'll go next to N8OBU to be followed by K8JBD. Mr. Mike, thank you for setting up the remotes today. How are you doing?
Yep. I look forward to the challenge of musical frequencies every week, and I know there's nothing we can do about it, but it's just as frustrating on my end as it is on everybody else's end. But, yeah, thanks for being that control. Just sitting here watching the snow outside and made some cupcakes today. Not doing anything real important. But thanks for being that control, and I'll be monitoring. And it'll be you.
All right. Thank you, sir, for riding along as always. We do appreciate your help with this. Next, we go to KAJBD to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Jim, how are you doing in Washtenaw County?
WSACOC, this is KJBD. Good to hear you, Max. Thanks for taking the net. Good to hear everybody else on the net there. Yeah, it's a little snow spitting around, but it's still February, and we're just getting closer to spring. What's going on here is we're trying to start some of the meetings here, get our RACES personnel meeting together. The venue for that we can do pretty easily. That happens at EOC, so we're getting some time together and getting that going. After that, we'll schedule a general arts meeting. That's going to be a little more difficult. Venues are always sort of strange to get. So we're continuing to work on that. Our Skywarn Nets training is going to be happening on March 14th. So we will have our in-person Skywarn training here to get everybody trained up there. I always show up to that and say hi to whoever shows up. The other thing is our siren nets will start up in March, so we will get those cranked up and make sure that the all the sirens in the county are operational. And other than that, it's still a little bit on the quiet side, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Nice and quiet is usually my way to go, if at all possible. Anyway, thanks very much for running that. Certainly appreciate that. And with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right.
Weeks here. KBSW.
All right,
KBAWR, KEAKON. Yes, but you do have the pipeline, and it never seems to be empty. That's always a good thing. So, all right, let's go to KE8RRF, followed by WE8AXB. KE8RRF, you're up for comment.
KE8RRF, that's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. My name is Joe. Out of Portage, Michigan.
Hopefully you're
getting a good signal. I think we probably are tonight, for me anyways. I don't have a lot to say. Appreciated the warmer weather this week, and I know that we're looking forward to a lot more of that in the near future. Tried out Kane, chicken last night. Long wait to get there, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I keep my personal opinions to myself, I guess, on that one. But it was quite enjoyable with jalapeno potato salad, and that's all I've got for tonight. This is KERRF, 73, over.
All right, Joe, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot, Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November. Well, yes, you do have a good signal from Portage into East Lansing, into Diamonddale. Place sounds interesting with the potato salad there, and I better stop thinking about it because I haven't had dinner yet. Good signal overall. All right, let's go to WDAXB, and then we'll take a standby. Charlie, what's happening your way?
Yeah, Whiskey Sierra 8, Echo Oscar Charlie, this is WDA Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, and nice to see a contingent of District 5 representation tonight. I've been dealing the past couple weeks with COVID, and Friday and yesterday and now today have been my best days. So I think the worst part of that illness is past me, and definitely can knock an otherwise fairly healthy grown man down with all the different symptoms of that disease that can hit you all at once. I know that Kalamazoo County is, through its emergency manager, is considering Skywarn training. Don't have a date or place yet, and don't know if it's going to be slanted toward amateur radio or if it's going to be open to the public. Don't know any of those details. Our emergency manager Brandy is working on that, and looking forward to the District 5 leadership meeting there in a couple Mondays with Brett. So with that, I will turn it back to Net Control. This is WD8AXB. Over.
WD8AXB, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan, AFPS, CNET. Well, glad to hear, sorry to hear the COVID, but glad to hear that you're getting the worst of it behind you. So good, you sounded good, and so hopefully you're feeling much better. Let's take a standby here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, moving on. Next up we have Tim, NAWRO, to be followed by KV9IAR. Mr. Tim, how are things in Macomb?
Yeah, well, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim, one of the AECs here in D2 Macomb County. In Macomb, we currently have 30 active on our roster with 3 applicants in process. We are expecting to get approval from the state this week for our no-cost iChat account to help expedite our background checks. Many of us in the group now have the Cisco phones on the Hams over IP network, and our IT manager, John, KE8WUO is feverishly working on some significant improvements for that network. Our EC Dave, KE8YNU, is already looking at some targeted training for the upcoming spring set, such as a WinLink by our, via RF through our gateway here in Mount Clemens. Many thanks to Central Michigan's Jeff, KB8SWR, for putting on the training, MI5 DMR training class this past Thursday for us. It was quite well received by our group and appreciated by all attending. Thanks always to Mike and Jeff for all at Central Michigan for the UHF and VHF links. That's all from Macomb County from this week. This is NHWRO, Macomb County. Back to you, Max.
All right, NHWRO, KEDON. So, yes, thank you for that. Sounds like you've had some good training. Jeff is definitely one to talk to when you want to learn about DMR. And we'll look forward to seeing some more training, hopefully coming up over that way soon. Next, we go to KB9IAR to be followed by AB8MT. Mr. Don, how you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, this is Don in Battle Creek. Not a lot going on here. We've been doing parts on the air both Saturdays. And it's Fort Custer.
KB9IAR, KE8DON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. So good to have you checking in. Boy, you're very active in the field of that. That's awesome. That in itself is a lot of fun over there. Good work there. Next, we'll go to 88MC, the qualifier, NANOR. Mr. David, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, St. Clair North.
The Amateur Radio Public Service Corps here with Tim and Guy. And been on hiatus for a few years taking care of family, and now that they're all grown up and I have some time, I can be more dedicated to that fully and hopefully help out some. Appreciate y'all being out there on the net tonight. Love this that it's on HF, and I'll turn it back to net control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. All right, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. You had a good signal out of St. Clair's into St. Clair Shores into Diamonddale here. Our next station is NANOR, followed by KF8SOD. Mr. Kent, how are you doing today?
This is NANOR. Good evening to everybody on the net. Name here is Ken. Just hunkering down with the cooler weather, but was very pleased with the warmer weather earlier as we were looking forward to recent and kind of work here before long, trying to raise up my G5RV a little bit further. KE8RRF is going to help me with that, but we're going to wait for definitely warmer weather to get that done. Other than that, great to hear everybody on the net tonight. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is NANOR.
All right, Ken, thank you. Good signal into Diamonddale as well. Everybody's got good signals this evening, by the way, everyone I'm hearing. So N8NOR, KE8DON, Michigan ARPS, CNET. We go next to KF8SOD and then to be followed by N8QYQ. KF8SOD, you're up. Kilo Foxtrot 8 out of the Sierra Alpha Delta, you're up for current. Nothing heard, we'll move on to NAQYQ to be followed by KE8ZQC. Mr. J, NAQYQ, you're up for comment, sir.
Good evening to everybody on the net. Thanks so much for having me. NAQYQ, J in Detroit. Glad to be here. About the second time participating in the net. And certainly looking forward to getting more involved when there's District 2 here.
visit in person with Keith and Tom in our one of our hospital field trips over the weekend at was on your staff, and so excited to get more involved in volunteering in that, and to be here in the city. So back to net control, thanks so much, NACQYQ.
none. We had, let's see, 20 on the roster today and 25 minutes of runtime. So nice, Matt, and thank you all for checking in. I hope you stay warm, healthy, safe, and we will chat with you next Sunday at the same time, and if not sooner. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is KEADON out.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees.
KFA FTN listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November listening. KFA FQN, clear.
KB8ZUZ, KF8FQW, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8CUZ, KF8FQW, radio check.
NADMH98APX.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
But I can see, you know, there's
it's just if you like lemon and you're expecting that, that would be decent, but I'm just not.
W-A-D-A-P. Well, the Kirby's down at 12 in mound. It's just like you originally said, just a very light hint of lemon. They don't put barely in it at all, and it actually, you know, I'm not one for putting any kind of weird stuff in my, you know, mixtures, but it actually works because they do it right. It's very, very light, and you can barely notice it.
Oh, no, see, I would like that, because I like chicken with lemon on it, or, you know, there's so many different chicken recipes that you use and you put slices of lemon in when you're cooking it. I like that, but this one is, it's like lemon. The first thing you get is this hit of lemon, and I just, it's tart, and, you know, it's lemon, it's sour. She loves it. I just make a face. So now it's kind of a joke. She's like, you want to try some? You want to split this with me? And I just look at her and she laughs.
Yeah, well, back to a long story short, hopefully about a month from now I'll be able to, still not going back to work in a month, but I should be able to, things keep going, I should be able to drive, as I'll be well past the 3 month mark and won't have to wear the brace. I'll probably still wear the back brace when I'm driving, but yeah, it looks like I'll be able to drive a car. Like I said, it's a way longer recovery than it should have been because of a bunch of stuff I don't want to get into on the radio, but anyhow, maybe Greg could fill you in. Greg could give you permission to fill him in on the things that I had after the surgery. Anyhow, hopefully within a month I could be driving around a little bit.
That would be fantastic. And it's not hopefully, it's in a month. Still driving out, driving around a bit. I'll go ahead and put it out there. God willing, and he is, so you're going to get there, definitely. Okay, I am in the sub. In fact, I'm surprised I'm making the repeater right now. I'm in kind of a dead spot. So I'll let you go for W-A-T-A-P, K-Z-A-C. Have a great evening, Eric. We'll talk to you soon after your...
Very good. Well, good to hear you guys talking on the repeater. The repeaters were getting pretty quiet lately, but things are starting to pick up. All right, man, catch you later. Enjoy your, hope your wife, I should say, enjoys your soup there. Talk to you later. Don't forget the oyster crackers. Don't tell me you forgot the oyster crackers. Catch you later.
No, I got the oyster crackers. I got two bags. So I love those things. Maybe I'll tell her I forgot them. I'll just eat them like chips. Okay, see ya.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. connected to CMN Network.
WATP.
KFADIC.
Good evening, Jack. How are you doing? Sorry for the echo.
Good evening, Brian. I'm doing fine. How about you? And what are you? Outside with that weather?
Good evening, DRC. How are you tonight?
Very good. How about you?
Well, I'm done bowling, thank God. I'm on my way to go get some food this evening with all this wintry mix that's blowing around out here.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know, is it slippery out there? And here, there's snow on the ground.
All I know, because I'm pulling out of the parking lot now, is they said there's slippery spots, so be careful. So I guess where they haven't salted relatively recently, it might get a little slick. I'll let you know in a minute or two.
I won't worry about it, Brian. I'm not going nowhere. I'm sitting here watching TV.
Did you watch any of that hockey game this morning?
Oh, but the other day I watched that Olympic hockey game. I watched it about an hour.
Well, I thought it was supposed to start at like 8:30, but at about 8:15 this morning, they started the men's gold medal game, which was against USA against Canada. And even though I was supposed to be paying attention in church, I was watching the game on my phone. But, yeah, the men's team won. And yesterday it was USA versus Canada for the women's hockey gold medal, and USA won.
Always USA's number one for me.
Well, it's number one to me, too. I mean, I was in the military also, and all that good stuff. But, yeah, it was just kind of cool. 46 years ago on this day, the men's hockey team beat Russia for the gold medal in the Olympics as well. Anyways, yeah, it was a great game. The final score was 2-1, and it was really, really a hard-fought battle. I feel sorry for the people that lost, but somebody had to win.
But you know what? Wait, if you go back, you know, Canadians always won those games. It really is. Canadian, they used to be number one on the hockey.
Well, a lot of the people, were Canadian back when it was the amateurs and that sort of stuff. It was a lot of Canadians because hockey originated in Canada. But, we've got some good American players. They kept Dylan Larkin off the board and a few others, but the Tkachuk brothers were up there mucking it up and along the boards and all that sort of stuff, and it came down to, I didn't see the Canadian goal, but I know the American goal, the first goal, was just really sweet play by the guy, and it was lucky that he got the goal, and, of course, on the turnover in overtime, they won it on a turnover, so, yeah, it was a great game, though. I love hockey, and I love this game.
You know, about, 5, 10 years ago, We used to have a good leader, and he never lost. And they took him to the Olympic, and he won. He won over there for the hockey people. And it was beautiful for Michigan. And really, they did a good job on that when they went over there to the Olympics. I was watching it all the time. I like hockey. My brother's wife liked hockey, and my sister liked hockey. I mean, and I have two nephews. They love hockey.
Well, way back in the day when I was dating my wife, I played hockey, and she used to go sit up in the stands by herself, even in the summertime when she was freezing because she forgot to bring her jacket or she had shorts on. She'd sit there and watch me play, and she learned enough to be interested by it just because it was one of my passions. But yeah, I used to play hockey back in the day. I loved it.
Back then, when I came here, I used to play baseball 5 days a week in that school, and out of school. We used to go play on 8 Mile. It used to be the Armory. I don't know if you know that or not. We used to go there and play there 3 days a week.
I used to play softball at Softball City, which was Woodward and 8 Mile Road, but yeah. Nope, I played softball in the summertime and hockey in the wintertime, and then it got to the point where I was playing the hockey all year round and softball in the summertime. And it was twice where I had to run from either the hockey arena to the softball fields or from the softball fields to the hockey arena. But that's what, you know, young guys did anyways back in the day.
I always like, I don't know why, but I always liked the baseball. Yeah, I was second place. And we always won. We never lost. I don't know why, but we always won.
Yeah, well, back before I blew out my knee, I used to play right field. And in softball, you could play 4 outfielders, but we kind of cheated one guy in and played 3 traditional fielders. And we used to do really well at that. But then after I blew out my knee, I catch, but I still played. You know, us young guys, well, I'm not so young anymore, but it was in my blood. I needed to do it. And after I tore my ACL, I didn't have it replaced, but I rehabbed the knee and wore my knee brace, and I still played.
Yeah, as you were saying, well, you know, it was a good time back then. And I don't know about now. It doesn't sound like it used to be just like back then. And really, we had so much fun playing. You know, we even had a house on Middlebelt. It had 7 acres up there, and we used to play golf. Small stuff, not big, you know what I mean? And that's how it is.
Yeah, well, you know, we're older and smarter now, supposedly. But I don't think I could do what I used to do back then, but God, I wish I could. It's so much fun. But now I bowl and I golf because I can still do those things without too much effort. And this is how I try and stay fit.
Yeah, I hear you saying. So are you almost there? You got money at the restaurant?
I'm just getting on 696 at the Quinder. I got to go down to crash in a couple more minutes. But Yeah, no, I called out a new walkie-talkie. I wanted to see if it would work, but driving, I'm using the truck radio.
Well, that radio sounds very clear and very, very good. Not even scratches in there at all.
Yeah, well, I got the Wally antenna on top of the roof. We'll call it the Wally antenna. The one that he ordered, I forget who makes it. Tram, I think it is. It's a nice little antenna for running around in the city. It'll be a couple months before I get a chance to test it going up north on up to the property. I don't think I'll be going until March sometime.
I said, so you haven't been there at all. Oh, that's... I see what you're saying. I thought you went up a couple of weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, back at the end of January, I went up to Traverse City. And then during the ice and windstorm that we had, after that, the trees come down and I haven't been able to make it up there. It's been too cold or too snowy to work on clearing that up yet, so, sometime next month I'll get up there and clear that all out so it's ready for spring.
You got a little tractor, aren't you? KFADRC.
No, I don't have anything with a loader or anything like that. All I got is lawnmowers. But we just take the log splitter out to wherever the tree is, cut it up, split it, stack it in the trailer, haul it in, stack it up so that my wife can burn it at the fire pit.
So now you got, when you go up there, you got a lot of work to do when you go up there.
That's what keeps me young, Jack. That's how I stay young.
Sure do stay young with picking up the logs, cut the logs, do this, put it on the wagon, take it over there, stack it up. It will keep you young, 100%.
Yeah, well, all the people that don't have property in the woods, they pay a gym membership. I just go up and cut up trees. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That is the best thing to do. Instead of pay money to get exercise, that is a good exercise.
Been doing it for well over 30 years, so, yeah. Anyway, that's how I try and stay young anyway. But, all right, it's going to be a minute or two, and I'll be pulling into the parking lot of the restaurant. So, all right, let's start wrapping this up now. I will talk at you later. Definitely look forward to hearing from you on the morning brew during the week. We'll talk at you later, Jack 73.
Bye, Brian. Good talking to you always. Always, always. That's the way I look at it. Have a good evening. Drive safe. Don't do what I do. KFADRC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA-CBD.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.